Morning scripture is from Amos, chapter number 3. I'm going to read the entire third chapter. I've considered the first five verses, and I think you'll understand why verse 6 requires a single message. Amos, chapter number 3. Hear now the word of God. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den, if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces at Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, Assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria, and behold the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, an adversary there shall be even round about the land, and he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed, and at Damascus in a coach. Hear ye and testify in the house of Jacob, saith the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel. And the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith the Lord. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. May God bless it to your understanding. You may be seated. As I've mentioned more than once, while standing in this pulpit to hold forth the Word of God, one of the challenging things, but not the only thing that can be challenging about preaching a message from the infallible, inerrant, unique, and only Word of God, the Holy Bible, is how to begin. Is how to begin or introduce the verse or verses that I have reached. The verse I've reached this morning, as you know, being verse 6 of Amos chapter 3. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Although I will also be making reference to other verses in the scriptures as well. But how do I introduce a verse that declares the obvious? By obvious, I mean the only correct answers that can and should be given to the two questions in this one verse. So I will introduce this one verse by stating a truth that most, if not all, unsaved men will not like. And who knows how many who profess to be Christian will dislike as well. But I don't state this truth because I enjoy being disagreeable, but because truth cannot be changed simply because a majority of people do not like being told the truth. Ah, truth. Something that is rapidly being lost and fought against in this error-loving West and the error-endorsing pseudo-church in the West. And I could give you so many examples of this. One simple example, the fact that a midwife in England, what does a midwife do? She assists at the birth of a baby. A midwife in England has lost her job as a midwife by correctly stating that only women can have babies. Truth is perishing in America and in the Western world. And to hold forth the truth may get you labeled as a speaker of hate. That's how twisted the mind of man has become by sin. But friends, this perversity, this perverse reality, the pandemic of truth denial simply illustrates the truth I want to state and which is clearly illustrated by verse 6 of Amos 3 as I begin. Sin has warped and ruined the ability of fallen sinner man to face the obvious or the truth. For if man, fallen in Adam, was a seeker after the truth and accepting of that which is obviously true, the questions the Lord lays before all mankind through Amos in verse 6, and especially the second question, would be universally and correctly answered. Even going back to the questions that precede verse 6, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? The only obvious and correct answer to this question is, what is it? No, thank you. The only correct answer to this question is no. Yet lost, idolatrous man thinks he can devise all the false and foolish idols he wants, use the word God to refer to them, and then expect the living God, the true God, the only God, to accept their false and incorrect ideas that they have created in their sinful and fallen minds. And even getting annoyed when the living, true, and only God and those who know the living, true, and only God through Christ Jesus alone disagree with their false, idolatrous, and incorrect definition and use of the word God. And friends, this is the essence of the demonic ecumenical movement. You can have God your way. And the living God, the true God, the only God, will accept your false views of Him, even though He has clearly and repeatedly declared He will not. For the Lord God will not share the glory of who He alone is and always will be with the idols of men, whether they are mental or physical idols that they call God. Sin has warped the ability of sinner man to see the truth and accept it. But not only verse 3, but verses 4 and 5. Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he hath taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin or trap or snare is set for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing out of it? What is the only obvious and correct answer to these series of questions? Taken from God's created world. No again. But how many see the things that are taking place in the world as evidence of God's displeasure towards idolatrous man? And the folly of thinking that man can prosper even as he rebels against God and rejects the living, true, and only God. You see, sin has warped the ability of sinner man to see the truth and accept it. And so moving on to the verse I've reached, verse 6, the first part of verse 6, the first question. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Now, a question that needs to be asked and correctly answered to answer this question correctly is, why would a trumpet be blown in a city? To warn those hearing it of some danger. So if the trumpet was blown in a city to warn of some danger, what is the only obvious and correct answer? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? No, they would be afraid. Unless they're ignorant of what the what the trumpet is being used for, they would not know why it was being blown. But if they knew that a trumpet was blown to warn of danger, they would say, is an enemy at the gates? Was there fire in the city? And you can bring this up, friends, to 2019. When you hear a siren, even those often ignored car alarms, what is your first correct and obvious reaction? What's wrong? What is wrong? When I hear, and not just see, a state police car whiz past the parsonage, I immediately wonder what accident or danger is he responding to. Because if he goes by with only his lights flashing, it's not as serious as when his siren is going off as well. And the same would be true if you saw an ambulance with its lights flashing, but not the siren. Oh, there's somebody sick in there, but they're not serious. But if they go into cardiac arrest, the siren comes on and you better get out of their way. You know what that means. You know what that warning sound is. If I heard the siren blaring from a fire truck or an ambulance or the horn down the road from the parsonage connected to the Seabrook nuclear power plant, if I heard that thing going off and it was not a test that I knew they were having, oh, the siren for the nuclear power plant just went off, I'll just continue raking leaves and ignore it. I wouldn't do that. You know what a siren means. You know when a trumpet blasts, something is wrong. Should you not fear? The correct and obvious response to a trumpet or a siren would be fear that a nuclear meltdown has just taken place in Seabrook, or someone's house is on fire, or someone has been in an accident. And if I reacted any differently, you would rightly say, I am not hearing that siren correctly. But friends, sin has so warped and ruined the ability of sinner man to see and believe the only obvious and correct answer to the second question. The Lord asks through Amos in verse 6, shall there be evil in a city? And the Lord hath not done it. Friends, if you believe the Bible, if you believe the truth about the living, true, and only God, repeatedly declared in the Bible, God's word of truth, what is the only correct and obvious answer to this question? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? What's the only correct answer? No! If any city is experiencing evil in some shape or form, it is the Lord who is sovereign over that evil and decreed it, or it never, would never have taken place. It would never be taking place, and it would never take place in the future. Yet sin has so warped the thinking of all non-Christians in the world. And if the Lord has been pleased to save you through the finished substitutionary death of His beloved Son, one of the things that the Lord has to save you from, believer, is He had to save you out of and from your warped and wrong ideas, not only about evil, but about God's relationship to evil. Because, friends, how many books have been written by unbelieving writers pontificating on the problem of evil? Ever heard that? The problem of evil. Even using this false problem as their justification for and blaspheming of God. And how many believers stumble at this so-called problem? But friends, the living, true, and only God through Amos is not ashamed or afraid to declare the truth that He is sovereign over all evil and has decreed every display of it in His sovereignty over it. I repeat, what is the only correct answer to the question the Lord puts before you by Amos, shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? No! The living God, the true God, the only God is not afraid and is not ashamed to declare the truth that He's sovereign over evil. Isaiah 45, verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. Read it in a correct translation, not many of the paraphrases today. I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Yet for how many in America and in the church in America is the God of Amos the unknown God? Because they use the presence of evil to deny God. Have you ever faced that reality? Have faced an objector, faced an unbeliever? I don't believe in God because of the presence of all the evil in the world. And yet, what does God say through Amos? If there's evil in the city, hath not God done it? How many will use the presence of evil to deny God or stumble at the truth that He's absolutely sovereign over all things, including, friends, all evil? Because, friends, evil would have no existence apart from the decree of God. What does the Lord say through His prophets to wicked Judah and Jerusalem? 2 Kings 21, verses 10 to 12. Listen, this is the Lord speaking. And the Lord spake by His servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, that means you should listen to what He's about to say. You should pay attention to what the Lord is about to tell you about Himself. He's about to tell you that He's going to do something. What's He going to do? Behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. It shall be of such a magnitude that people will be struck with awe at its manifestation. Friends, Amos is simply stating the obvious. But how many in the world show that sin has warped their ability to think correctly and face the obvious? They not only don't want to think correctly and face the obvious, they've banished the Lord entirely from anything that has happened or is happening on this earth. Isn't that correct? Let's be honest. The Lord has been banished from the earth in the majority thinking of Americans today. He's been banished from the earth in anything that has happened or is happening on this earth or in any of the cities of the earth. What is evil in the sovereign hands of the Lord God, friends? Evil is God acting righteously and justly towards the cities of men who think that they can act wickedly and sinfully in His very presence and not have God respond to it in an evil way. What is an evil way? It's the absence of good. It's the opposite of good. It does not result in blessings, but destruction. Evil in the sovereign hands of the thrice holy God is not God acting sinfully. Perish the thoughts. It is the living, true, and only God acting righteously and justly against all the sin and wickedness of men who refuse to acknowledge the truth that the Lord, friends, realize this. The Lord is not just a God. Did you hear me?
The Lord is not just a God among gods. What did the people of God say after the false prophets of Baal showed they were worshiping their false idols? And God answered from heaven and licked up the offering in the water-soaked trenches. What did they say? They didn't just say, the Lord is a God. They didn't say that. The Lord is the God. The Lord is the God. They were facing the reality that the one who had just displayed His power was the only God there is and ever will be. When cities are destroyed, it is evil. But God is over that evil. Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? No. God is saying something to that city being afflicted with that evil. But how many cities of men hear the Lord speaking to them in that evil because of the sin and wickedness that they were endorsing, practicing, and lusting after in His holy presence? Be honest with me, friends. The God of Amos is unknown in America today. And in how many churches in America today? For how many do not believe that the Lord is speaking to the nation of America and the cities in this nation and to the churches in these cities and towns through the fires and floods that how many of the cities and towns of America have faced, are facing, and will continue to face unless they acknowledge the wicked and sinful things they continue to endorse and practice and not repent of. And not just America, friends, but reports are coming out of Australia that wildfires are raging there and they're entering their warm temperatures from the Lord, as we are beginning to receive His cold temperatures. For again, what is the only correct and obvious answer to the Lord's question through Amos? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? No! But what truth does Paul bless believers with in Romans 8:28? All things work together for good for those who love God, who are the called according to His purpose. The all things include the evil He inflicts cities with, friends. And what is one of the ways this sovereign evil of God works for your good, believer? It's reminding you of something, believer. It's reminding you that man cannot rebel against God and reject God and expect to be blessed and prosper. The way of the transgressor is what? Hard. And one of the ways God shows you this truth is the evil He sovereignly inflicts the cities of men with. You want to go on in your unrequited blood of the innocent unborn? You want to go on in your pornography industry? You want to go on in your endless wars of aggression? Then don't be surprised that there's fires in California and floods in the Midwest. Because God's speaking to America. And America's not listening, and I fear much of the church in America isn't listening either. Because friends, just try and say this truth on CNN or Fox News. And see the negative, even hate-filled reaction you would receive. And if I was to start preaching this message on any of the mainstream stations, how quickly would they shut me off and cut to some immodestly dressed female announcer to entertain the lust-filled men watching? And you know I'm not joking. Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it? Yes, according to the majority in America.
And in how many pseudo-churches in America, the Lord is not saying anything to the cities in America or to the churches in those cities through the fires in California and the floods in the Midwest engulfing various cities. Hurricanes are not the Lord saying anything to fallen sinner man. I mean, get with it, preacher. It's all due to man-caused climate change. Have you heard that? It's all due to man-caused climate change. I mean, who's Bloomberg? He's the mayor of New York City or the mayor of New York City. He came out and said, we didn't have hurricanes before climate change. Wow, where's he been? It's all due to man-caused climate change, friends. But friends, the climate is not changed by man, but by the Lord. But by the Lord who is saying something to rebel, idolatrous man through the climate change he is sovereign over. But who is listening to the evil the Lord is displaying against this war-loving, innocent, blood-shedding, sin-endorsing, and practicing country and world? How many would even say that a hurricane a country faces, or a flood or a fire that a country faces, is connected to the blood, the innocent blood that's been shed in the womb? How many? And friends, the thing that should sober you is not the reality of sobering climate evil. Because a hurricane's not a good thing. A tornado is not a good thing. It's an evil thing. It does a lot of destruction. Not the reality of sobering climate evil, but how the Lord is able to increase the level and the intensity of His evil as long as sinner man continues to rebel against Him and reject Him and see himself as the sole cause of climate change rather than the Lord God speaking to man through the sobering climate evil that he has been and is continuing to experience. And friends, this is truth that Amos will bring out more powerfully later in this book. If you don't listen to me in this, I'll just raise the stakes a little. If you don't believe me, listen to me in this, I'll raise it again. I'll raise it again. Prepare to meet thy God. Friends, who knows what climate evil the Lord could unleash against a world that continues to worship and serve the creation and not the Lord of all creation? And if my source is correct, I was shocked by this. If my source is correct, California has experienced over 100,000 tremors so far this year. But these tremors are not a display of the evil of the holy, righteous God. They're not a warning to the people of California and of America of what God could do to humble man in America. They're not a display of the evil of the holy and righteous God could unleash against California for all the sin it has promoted, is practicing, and is the pimp for the rest of sin-loving America. Friends, 100,000 tremors are not God blessing California, but God warning it. And the sin-endorsing country and world that is a part of. But if the Lord was to bring His righteous evil on a city or cities in California through the big one. Have you ever heard that? The big one. The big one hasn't happened yet. We're all waiting for the big one. The Lord was to bring this prophesied big one. How many would answer the Lord's question through Amos
correctly.
Even in the churches in America today, shall there be evil in Los Angeles or San Francisco or Boston or New York City or Washington or Amesbury or Newburyport or Medford or Manchester or Hopkinton? And the Lord hath not done it! The God of the Scriptures, according to so many, doesn't have anything to do with these things. Who believes such a thing?
God's prophet Amos did, and I simply ask you, do you?
But how many in pseudo-Christian America even think that the Lord is saying anything to America in the evil He righteously brings upon cities and nations for their ongoing impenitent wickedness and sin? I've got a book in my library written by a Puritan back in the 1600s when the Lord struck the city of London with a great fire. God's terrible voice in the city. Now the foolish non-believer and pseudo-Christian who does not know how to correctly answer this question will object to this truth that the evil city's experience is overseen and decreed by God by their foolish objection. How can you believe in such a God? How can you believe in such a God? But friends, if God is not sovereign over evil, over the evil things that engulf the wicked, God-rejecting cities of men, then nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense, and you and I are left to the whims of fickle fate and purposeless nature and climate change. But embrace and believe the truth that the Lord is not ashamed to declare repeatedly that He is sovereign over evil. Embrace and believe the truth that the Lord God is speaking, and He is, through the evil experienced by the cities and towns that sinner man live in. Then you can ask and answer the question that God-denying and idolatrous environmentalists don't want to ask and answer correctly. What question? Why? Why does the Lord bring evil upon the cities of men? Because man labors to suppress and deny the truth of God in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who suppress it in unrighteousness. We will not acknowledge you, God, and we will not acknowledge that you're saying anything to us in what is happening. Man labors to suppress and deny the truth of God in unrighteousness. He wants his sin rather than the truth about God. So God reveals the consequences of preferring his sin in whatever form it takes rather than him in the evil things that he decrees to take place. Because as I said last Sunday, if everyone on the face of the earth was at this moment bowing their knees without exception, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl on the face of this earth, if every single man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of the earth was at this moment bowing their knees and truly confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, there is something you would not see God manifesting on this earth. The evil you see Him displaying. Because friends, where will God never display any evil towards anyone who is there? In the new heavens and in the new earth, where everyone there will be praising and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. How many, even in the churches in America, believe that it is America's rampant idolatry and sin that moves the thrice holy God to move in the evil ways He has done and is continuing to do in America? And the thing that should sober you, believer, and cause you to give God no rest, that in wrath He would remember mercy, is that the apathy towards this truth could turn into overt and open hostility and rejection. Even as God continues to display the truth that He's not pleased with the United States of America or any country in the world today, for every country in the world today except for the gospel preaching and believing church is in open rebellion and rejection of King Jesus. Which is clearly seen not only by what the cities in America and the cities of the world endorse and practice, by what the cities in America and the cities in the world are experiencing through the sovereign hand of the Lord. Because of these things, shall there be evil in any city in the world and the Lord hath not done it? No. How many will remember the only correct and obvious answer to this question the next time they hear of some evil in a city? Even the city they are living in. Will you? But friends, what are all these expressions of evil on the part of the Lord? They are but dim previews of the evil He will display. See, evil is the absence of good. It's God being just and righteous in His holiness against impenitent and wicked sinners. They are but dim previews of the evil He will display against this world of Christ denying, Christ rejecting sinners when Jesus returns. Because did the wicked and sinful world of Noah's day believe the evil that God declared He was going to bring upon the cities of man of that lost world? No. How do you know this? God's Word declares it repeatedly. Will sinner man believe that the Lord God is speaking to him through the evil that he experiences and his fellow man experiences unless given new life in Christ? No. Sinner man refuses to hear God speaking to him in the evil he experiences in this rebellious world. He will even use that as a reason to deny Him. That's how sin has so warped his thinking, friends. I ask you, do you hear Him? Do you hear Him? Then you know something, that the only place of safety is to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith before He returns to display His ultimate evil against unbelieving sinner man who refuse to believe that the Lord is speaking to man through the evil he experiences at His sovereign hand. The men of Noah's day refused to hear the Lord speaking to them through Noah. How many today are refusing to hear the Lord speak through Amos, seeing that the evil cities experience as a dim preview of the evil in store for those who do not repent and believe the gospel? And the Lord does speak through the evil they experience at His sovereign hands. For listen to this warning of the Lord through Peter as I close. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Have they? No. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The judgment and perdition of ungodly men who refuse to hear the Lord speaking to them through the evil He is bringing upon the cities of man today. I ask you, do you hear Him? Do you hear Him? Then you are looking for the city whose builder and maker is God, where nothing evil will ever enter in. Are you looking for it? Let us pray. O Lord our God, You clearly show us that You are not an idol,
because no sinner man would ever declare the truth that Amos declared by the infallible inspiration of God the Holy Spirit. Sinner man left to himself will worship his idols, even as he shakes his fist in your face. But we bow before you, Lord, and we tremble. We tremble for this country. We tremble for, dare we say, all the countries of the world. Because there is not a single country in the world that is living for Christ Jesus. Men denying you, rejecting you, rebelling you against you in ways that I can't even begin to number. And you raise your voice in the evil you bring. And men continue to deny, reject, and blaspheme you. Oh Lord God, that you would save a sinner is the most amazing thing in the world. That you would save God-hating, God-rebelling, God-rejecting sinners through the precious blood of your Son. And bring us into a right relationship with you and a right understanding of you. And I pray that that is what we desire. A right understanding of the only God who can save us from our sins. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.